A former military officer and member of the NPP, Captain Nkrabea Efadate, says the NPP is not against the creation of special forces if their role is to protect Ghanaians. He however reiterated that the essence of creating the special unit is difficult to establish, and why they were used on the 6th of March is unclear. Captain Efadate hoped the forces will not be unleashed on the street during the electioneering. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere on Behind the News.
I was a little surprised when I saw soldiers in uniform marching at the Independence Square, and they were giving out a special forces unit. I was wondering what special is their special. Well, I agree with my political party, the New Patriotic Party, that the essence of this particular special forces unit is a little difficult to establish. I do recall that when the PNDC took over, they created a so-called 64 regiment. And they were there at Bema Camp until much later when the New Patriotic Party came over and that unit was disbanded. I don't know whether this so-called Special Forces unit is a rebirth or a resurrection of that unit. Let me hasten to say that all over the world, every country designs its armed forces to suit its needs. And in the U.S., for instance, they have the Marines, who are both infantry soldiers, paratroopers, naval soldiers. They operate both on sea, air, and land. They are the Marines. And in the U.K., they have their own equivalent. The Israelis have their own equivalent. So in Ghana, if we are creating our own special forces units, I wouldn't say it is anything extraordinary, except that I wouldn't expect the special forces unit to be on the Parade Square marching.
That was a former military officer and member of the NPP, Captain Nkrabea Efadate. Another military officer and MP for Whole Central, Captain George Mfojo, said Ghanaians should hail the idea of putting the special force in place. He said it is good they have been outdoors for all to know about them rather than keep them secretly. For his part, the executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi, said with the discovery of oil in the country, the presence of special forces shows how prepared the nation is in protecting its natural resources. He said regarding the Ghanaian territorial integrity, it's important that the position of the Ghana Armed Forces must not be compromised.
If you look all over the world, on special occasions, the reason why parades are organized is not just to reflect the readiness of the armed forces within a particular country. It is also to project that country's readiness to deal with threats that are both internal and external to the outside world. If you look at the West Africa sub-region and the new threats to the type of security that is across the region that can easily be a setback from country to country, including ours, the purpose of the parade, both through the parade itself and the images that come out of Ghana, is to tell any group of pirates in the region, any group of oil bankers in the region, any group of people who have any intention that they can penetrate Ghana's territorial space and create any harm, to be aware that if you look at those pictures, this is the type of readiness the country is in defending itself. But it's also important for people in the neighborhood who are the ones with bad intentions to be aware of Ghana's capacity and readiness, particularly with the new oil resources and the new gas resources that are available for Ghana.
That was the executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi.